except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two here on this Thursday, July 23rd, 2026 edition. Again, this segment brought to you by this event coming up Saturday. Saturday, July 25th, Liberty Mountain USA down in Clare County, Michigan, Farwell, Michigan, right off of M-115, about an hour and a half south of Traverse City. Hour and a half or so from Grand Rapids, hour and a half from Detroit. Absolutely phenomenal venue. You guys need to come and see it. Go to the website, libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and you can get your tickets online. We'll be there. Looking forward to seeing you there as well. Got a text message from Rick over in the Alpena area. He said they had sent the coughing up. Holly was coughing up, and they sent it for testing. The test came back, found that there were wood, glass, metal, and even plastic microparticles that she inhaled from the smoke. Holly, I'm thinking, is that a person or is the city of Holly? Not really sure. Well, in finishing up this research analysis, when you factor in all the businesses, all of the effects the smoke had for 5 or 6 days over Michigan, he's saying the numbers are actually 4 times higher, potentially, 3 times for sure, possibly 4 times higher than what the state is putting out. According to his numbers, it's ranging between $11 and $12 billion was the total economic loss during the smoke period last week. In addition to concerts being canceled, highway crews not working, golfers saying they stayed away from their favorite golf courses, not to mention the impacts from Mackinac Island to Greenfield Village. Isley said, when you look at all these places, all these numbers, they are much larger than what they're saying. Again, he's an associate vice president at Grand Valley State University who follows major impact economic activity in the state of Michigan. Now, all of the legislative activity that took place during the budget process, well, there were some specific bills that were rammed through before they left for summer break. Healthcare bills on dental fees, licensing compacts, and even bridge cards, all signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer yesterday. The bills range from requiring Medicaid coverage of group prenatal care to creating a tax incentive for employees that give paid employers, excuse me, that give paid leave to organ donors. Several are aimed at expanding Michigan's healthcare workforce by allowing certain professionals licensed in other states to practice here in Michigan without obtaining a separate license. Dentists, for example, will be able to avoid processing fees on insurance reimbursement. State of Michigan will join three interstate healthcare licensing compacts. And bridge cards will be upgraded with chip technology. Again, all of these come as a package of 10 health and human services bills signed by the governor yesterday. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said, getting sick or injured shouldn't mean going broke. I'm proud to sign these bills that will lower health care costs and make it easier for Michiganders to receive the care that they need. So let's get into the weeds a little bit, because this list of bills, as I was going through them this morning, redundancy, duplication, and honestly, my opinion, a complete waste of time. Senate Bill 105, sponsored by our good communist friend Jeff Irwin, the communist Democrat from the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, requires dental insurance companies to offer dentists and dental therapists at least one method of payment that does not carry a processing fee. Are you kidding me? They can make a payment for these fees without having to be charged a 2 to 3% credit card fee. Irwin, the communist Democrat from Ann Arbor, introduced the legislation after hearing from dentists who said insurance companies were increasingly reimbursing them through virtual credit cards. However, accepting these payments carry a processing fee of 2 to 3%, thereby effectively reducing the actual reimbursement dentists negotiated with the insurance companies. Okay, I got a real simple solution. Tell the insurance companies you don't want a virtual credit card, mail me a check. We actually have to have a bill, Senate Bill 105, to be able to tell the insurance companies you have to give them their money with at least one other method that doesn't carry a fee. How about a check? We really needed a bill for that. Well, the bill itself doesn't prohibit virtual credit card payments, but allows dentists to request another payment method without incurring an additional charge. So again, why couldn't the dentist just call the insurance company and say, simply, mail me a check? Unbelievable. Another bill. Good friend of mine, Senator Ruth Johnson. Big hugs every time I see her because I bought her a raincoat during a Labor Day walk across the Mackinac Bridge back in 2010. She forgot her raincoat. I went into one of the tourist shops there in Mackinac City. I bought her a rain jacket and gave it to her. She told me the last time I saw her, she still has the jacket. Well, she introduced Senate Bill 415. Requires Michigan Medicaid program to cover evidence-based group prenatal care, including health assessments, education, and peer support for pregnant patients. I wonder how much that's going to cost us. Another affordability measure, I love this now, affordability has become the adjective anytime you're spending our taxpayer dollars. House Bill 4072, another Democrat, Samantha Steckloff from Farmington Hills, now would require hospitals and outpatient facilities to give patients unused portions of eye drops or ointments that were provided during treatments when the medication is needed for continued care. Are you kidding me? We actually had to spend the money on a bill. And I don't want to go through this all over again, but bottom line, I've explained this to you guys. Every single bill, whether it's a House bill or a Senate bill, comes with a price tag of roughly $500,000. $500,000. In our legislators' time, in the House, the Senate, the use of the Legislative Services Bureau, LSB, staff time, introducing it in the House, the Senate, running it through these committee hearings, which state reps and state senators must attend, vote it out of committee, send it to the House floor for first, second, and third readings and a vote, and then send it to the Senate for first, second, and third readings and a vote. And if there's any changes, then they have to work together to conference to make the bills exactly the same in the House and the Senate before sending it to the governor for signature. And we had to spend $500,000 on House Bill 4072 that simply requires hospitals, outpatient facilities, to give the patients the unused portion of eye drops or ointments provided during a treatment when the medication is needed for continued care. You got an eye infection. You go to the hospital or you go to an outpatient facility, you go to your primary care physician, whatever. While in the hospital, in the doctor's office, they put some drops or ointments in your eye. It's an open container. Here, take this home with you. Continue to use it until it's gone. We actually had to pass a bill telling them to do this. Has anybody heard of common sense? You're going to hold the eye drop bottle or the ointment bottle up to their eye, which is infected. So what are you going to do? Throw it away? You're not going to use it on another patient. Why not give it to the patient? Oh, no, 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 no. We need a law. This is just, can anybody say part-time legislature? The insanity of Lansing. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
After avoiding debates for months, John James just made it clear why. When questioned by Perry Johnson about his support for the reviled killswitch mandate and being funded by data center developers, John James strangely replied,
"I know when you were born, black people could still be bought and sold in this country, but no one owns me."
Huh? John James went right to the Democrat strategy of playing the race card. John James is no conservative. He's a lying liberal. John James as governor? Terrifying thought. Perry Johnson is our conservative choice. Non-politician, real Republican, really smart. Helps save the American automobile industry and can apply the same skills to get Michigan back on track. Perry Johnson for Michigan.
I'm Perry Johnson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Perry Johnson for governor.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain, USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Just to wrap up these 10, in my opinion, completely stupid, ridiculous bills that had to be signed into law yesterday by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The last five of these bills puts Michigan into interstate licensing compacts designed to make it easier for healthcare professionals to work across state lines. Well, they had to have two bills to do this one. Senate Bill 501, sponsored by Sylvia Santana. House Bill 4101, sponsored by Republican Matthew Berline of Vassar, puts Michigan into the Physical Therapy Licensure Compact. Basically, the legislation moved through committee. Supporters of the compact said it would help address workforce shortages by allowing qualified physical therapists to participate in states like Michigan without going through our state's traditional licensing process. Another bills, 4103 by Julie Rogers, a Democrat from Kalamazoo, House Bill 4104, Republican Doug Wozniak from Shelby Township, places Michigan into the Occupational Therapy License Compact. Also, it establishes a $75 annual fee from the practitioners. So we got occupational therapy and physical therapy. Well, another bill, another $500,000, House Bill 4309, sponsored by Dave Preston, Republican up in Cedar River, allows Michigan to join the Physician Assistant Licensing Compact. This allows qualified physician assistants to be able to practice in Michigan if they're licensed in another state. You couldn't do it with one bill. You had to pass a total of 5 bills had to be passed to be able to take care of physical therapists, occupational therapists, and physician assistants. It couldn't be done in one. It had to be done in 5. And each one of these politicians, folks, I can almost guarantee, if you take a look at their campaign finance reports, they got checks from these lobbyists to introduce these bills. Well, the grand enchilada here that just takes the cake. This one wins it all. House Bill 4746 and Jason Wolford. This amazes me. Sponsored this bill requiring the Department of Health and Human Services to begin issuing chip-enabled bridge cards to people receiving food or cash assistance. Why did he do it? Legislation is designed to combat skimming, in which thieves install devices on credit card readers to steal information contained on magnetic strips. Michigan joins California, Oklahoma, and Alabama among the states that have begun moving toward chip-enabled electronic benefit transfer cards. 1.49 million Michigan residents, roughly 14.7% of our state population, have participated in the SNAP food benefit program during the fiscal year 2025. U.S. Department of Agriculture urged the states back in November of 24 to begin replacing magnetic strip EBT cards with the chip-enabled cards because of their greater protection against fraud. So the USDA urged you to do it almost 2 years ago, and you're just now passing a bill to do it. So basically, fraud has been able to be committed for the last 2 years. You know, this is just pure insanity. These bills are a perfect example of why we need Harry Johnson's mega audit of our state government. These are just completely ridiculous bills that we have spent all this human resources on, paying our state reps, state senators, staff, committee hearings, an actual procedural voting process on such stupid bills. Very simple. You cut the budget, pass the savings on to us, the taxpayers of the state of Michigan, and tell these legislators, sorry, it's not in the budget. And folks, I'm going to end it with this. Our state became a state in 1837. For 126 years until 1963, we operated our state government in Lansing with a part-time legislature. They were there basically January, February, and March, went home in April, and didn't come back until next January. This full-time legislature has cost us billions of dollars over the years, and it's got to stop. Hope and pray the next Republican governor puts us back to a part-time legislature and stop passing stupid bills like these. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
I'm Justin Michael. For over 500 consecutive days, I've worked diligently to earn your respect by having difficult conversations in every town.